You are watching TPN Weekly, a weekly show that's produced by TechPodcast.com members. Sit back. It's Geekazine. Oh, hey, everybody. Jeffrey Powers here. Welcome to TPN Weekly. We've got another episode, and I'm here. Let me just adjust this just a touch. And you see the shirt, by the way. Anyway, how you doing? My name is Jeffrey Powers. I run a website over at Geekazine, over at www.geekazine.com. If you haven't been to Geekazine in a while, you should really go. Let me show you a little bit about Geekazine here. Geekazine has many different shows over at www.geekazine.com. We have Geek Smack, which is the flagship show. Used to be called the Geekazine Weekly Podcast. Now it's called Geek Smack. You can also get it at www.thegeeksmack.com. We got the Day in Tech History, which is a 7 day a week podcast. Runs down the day in tech history. Today, it's July 28th, so fingerprints were first used in solving a crime, and that's pretty cool over there. So that's over at www.dayintechhistory. Of course, you can also go to geekazine.com and get that. And then, of course, the five tech things you should know, which is basically every Thursday. It's five things that you would normally find out about. Try and run down in a quick and easy manner. And of course, the special media feed where I just got done doing the Roku 2 set-top box and Angry Birds. And that's a little bit what we're going to talk about today. Basically, what I'm going to be doing is I got this all set up. Watch this. There's a split screen right here. We've got me up on the top corner. If you're listening to the audio, you don't get to see this, but if you're watching the video, which there is a video version, you might want to check it out. Anyway, up on the top left-hand corner, you'll see me, which I'll be doing the top talking. On the bottom left-hand corner. All right, I don't know what happened here, but apparently everything got digitized. I sounded like I'm in a bad auto-tune, so I'm going to do a little bit of overdub right here. Up on the top left-hand corner, you see me going yab, 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 yab. On the bottom left-hand corner, you're going to see Angry Birds, which is the game I'm going to be playing. Come from my Roku 2, which I just got today. And then on the right side, we're talking a little bit about geekazine.com, where you can go over to geekazine.com, check out all the cool shows, including Geek Smack, Day in Tech History, the five tech things you should know about, and Special Media Feed. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of me, all you have to do is check out my Twitter. It's right there, at Geekazine. Or you can email me, geekazine@gmail.com. Of course, we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Of course, if we weren't, we wouldn't be doing this show. And of course, this episode is brought to you by GoToAssist over at www.gotoassist.com/podcast. You know, supporting smarter is such a key. Putting a program like this into your IT toolbox, even key-er. I don't know if that's a word or not, but I just used it as a word, key-er. Anyway, so GoToAssist Express, I've been using it for a long time. I don't need to drive anywhere. I don't need to meet up with anybody. They got a problem. They call me up and say, hey, I got a problem. I said, okay, go to your web page, put in this 9-digit number, and then I can connect up to you. I can control your machine. They can control my machine. That's the best part about GoToAssist Express, which is right over here. It's not only a support tool, it's also a training tool. So I could actually install a piece of software and then train them on it. That's the cool thing about GoToAssist Express. Don't take my word for it. Put it into your IT toolbox for 30 days for free. Make as much money as you can. And then, of course, go get yourself GoToAssist Express. Go over to GoToAssist.com/podcast. That's GoToAssist.com/podcast to support smarter with GoToAssist Express. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Of course, you'd hear that if you watched Geek Smack, because Geek Smack, if you haven't heard about Geek Smack, it's the revamp of the weekly podcast, a little bit of tech news, a little bit of geek news, and then a highlight feature. It's a little bit shorter show, and it's a lot more fun. Plus, we have some great segments, so check that over there. You can also check me over at my YouTube channel. But right now, we're going to be talking about Roku 2's Angry Birds and social networks, all compiled into one. How am I going to do that? Well, I'm just going to play Angry Birds, and I'm going to talk a little bit about social networking. So let's go back to the split screen that I had right here. There we are. And of course, you see that on the bottom, we see the Angry Birds. So let's call that up. And of course, let's talk a little bit about this. Of course, if you haven't been to Tech Podcast, go over to techpodcast.com. I just happen to be on the top of that page. Sorry. Over at techpodcast.com because I just got done doing the special media feed. And then, of course, techpodcast.tv for all the video stuff where I just did the Unbox Me of Roku 2. That's why I'm on the page there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking a little bit about social networking, and of course you're seeing my Facebook page. Of course, you can see my Twitter page. I've got it here on TweetDeck, where I've got a very, very intricate Twitter page going. And of course, as you can see, I've got a lot of good friends, and I'm building it every single day. I've used that, and as you can see, the little remote because I got it in my hand. It's just I'm just moving it around like this as I get ready to play Angry Birds. There we go. Hit the play button. Anyway, so I've been building up Twitter, and a lot of people are saying, you know, Twitter is about to die because of some new social networks out there. The reality is Twitter is the beginning of all this social networking. I remember when Twitter was the first main thing. I mean, you had Facebook, you had MySpace. MySpace, of course, trumps everything else. And then Facebook came out, and then Twitter came out. And of course, I just talked to somebody about this. We didn't, well, at least I didn't get onto Twitter right away. I got up to level 12 already on Angry Birds, so I'm going to have to do that. And there we go, right there. Anyway, so I didn't get on Twitter right away. I ended up trying to figure out what I tried to figure out what I needed to do. Well, that was pathetic. Okay, I can't talk and play Angry Birds at the same time. Maybe I can. We'll get a better joust here. There we go. And we'll split it. Nope, we didn't do that good on that one. So anyway, let's move this a little bit. And we'll move this a little bit so I can go like this. So we got Twitter, and we've got I didn't really catch up with that. Oh, that's a lot better. There we go. We're killing a lot of pigs now. Anyway, so I didn't get on it right away, and I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. But then I completely changed my mind when I started getting onto Twitter. And at that point, it was the question of, how am I going to follow people? How am I going to get people to follow me? And then a program like TweetDeck came around, and I was really happy about it. Yeah, I failed on a level. I'll just have to try again. So I worked on getting my follows ready. And, oh, that still didn't do too well. I'm getting used to this remote. Anyway, so I'm trying to figure out how to get my follows here, and I've worked really hard, and I've used a lot of programs, such as a program called Twitter Feed, which is slightly automated. And I'm going to tell you something. Yes, I do have a little bit of automated stuff on my Twitter. If you go over to Geekazine, you're going to see automated stuff there, but there's a lot of people that have that same automated stuff. And if it wasn't for that, then I wouldn't find half of the stuff that I need to find when I go to look for news articles for Geek Smack and for the 5 Tech Things You Should Know. So, and the best part is I get a lot of people that retweet me and ask questions. Now, when I had Twitter before, I'm going to tell you something. It did not, nobody talked to me. And once I automated it, all of a sudden people started talking to me so I could talk back. A little bit of automation, a little bit of self, I guess you could call it cyborg tweeting right there. But the reality was that I used it as a tool like that. And all of a sudden my podcast, my shows got a little bit more noticed because I was more than just a, hey, I'm, that. Get it. Oh, I didn't get it. Anyway, I was more than just a name and a number. I was actually contributing than just being, hey, I'm here on the couch playing a little bit of Angry Birds. And a lot of people still do that. They think that that's the way to do it. And the reality is, It's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to have more and more interaction, have more tweeting and more tweeting. Now, that's where Facebook comes in. And, of course, Facebook, it's a great social network. But I'm going to tell you something. I've used Facebook more towards... Did I get it? There we go. I used Facebook more towards the fact that for my friends and stuff like that, keeping in touch with my friends. And I think it's a great tool, keeping in touch with my friends. Yeah, I do have a little bit of mixture, as you can see on the top. We have Dick DiBartolo from Mad TV, the maddest man in TV. And I can't get that. There we go. I'm kind of stretching for this last one. Let's get it. Oh, we missed. Anyway. So I get a little bit of mixture, but for the most part, anything that I post is posting to my Geekazine page. As you can see down here, as it just moved down, let's bring it back up here, you'll see Geekazine. There's my Geekazine fan page, and that's where I post most of my stuff. Now, I also use Twitter feed to actually post to my pages, and I have several pages on Facebook. I have the Geekazine the Geekazine Facebook. I have the 5 Tech Things You Should Know About on Geekazine right there. We have Geek Smack. I believe Geek Smack right there. I've got my Geekazine Kickstarter. If you want to know more about Kickstarter, go over to geekazine.com. You're going to see this thing that says Help Support Geekazine. Click on it and you'll find out more. But anyway, you have Geekazine, Geek Smack, 5 Tech Things You Should Know About, Day in Tech History. And the best part is once a post comes out, like just Day in Tech History just came out with the next post about the fingerprints for the day. Within 12 hours, you're going to see that over on the Facebook page for the Day in Tech History. So that's pretty cool. And it's, of course, that's where that little yellow dot that you see right there, that's Twitter feed. And it's a really, really, really useful item because now I'm keeping everybody informed. And as long as I continue to watch how people interact with my sites, how people interact with my social networks, then I get more back and forth, more comments, more interaction. And therefore, I get more people watching my show. And maybe some people that'll tell me how to play Angry Birds a little bit better. That's not going to do too well. Well, maybe I'll kill... No, didn't get him. Anyway, so now here comes this brand new social network. It's called Google+. And everybody's calling it the rage. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm not totally impressed with Google+ just yet. There are still a lot of issues, and the biggest problem that we have right now is we're still in beta. We still haven't seen what's going to happen with ads. We haven't seen what's going to happen with games. When's Angry Birds going to show up on Google+? When's Farmville going to show up on Google+? What are the privacy issues? Because there's a lot of openness to this. They talked about where it's not going to be as private as some social networks, and a lot of people were up in arms at the beginning. There was one guy that's saying that all your pictures, if you post a picture up on Google+, then all of a sudden you're basically saying, hey, I want you to do that, and I want it to be free. I want anybody to be able to reproduce it. That actually wasn't the case. The case was that it was read a little bit wrong. Basically said, if you post it up on Google+, we have the right to put it through our network paces. So if somebody reshares it, if you say, I want it to be reshared, it will get reshared, and there's not going to be any type of issues there. So that's the reason for that. And most important, they need to be able to say, hey, this is Creative Commons within Google+. Within Google+. Now, if you go and take, like, for instance, this video with wine, if you took that and tried to market it on your own, then that would be a different story, and pictures and stuff like that, they're your content. It's just that that's what it's going. So anyway, now everybody's talking about these really cool things like these circles. I'm going to show you the circles really quick. I'm going to tell you something. I took a lot of my circles out. As you can see, or might be able to see, I've got friends, following, life, which have no circles in there, podcasters, People I Hate, and that's a long story. Norbert Davis is in The People I Hate because he wanted to be, because I said, hey, anybody want to be in The People I Hate? It's a joke. Anyway, me, which is kind of an alter ego, and then anybody in Madison, Wisconsin, where I live. But basically, I took out the family, and I took out the acquaintances. I basically have you either in friends or following, podcasters, and then I have one called the OTT for a show that I'm doing every single Sunday that's going to use a Google Hangout, which is, I think, is pretty cool. So, nope, didn't do it that time. Shoot. Anyway, so you put everybody into circles. I have right now two circles, and the reason why I only have two circles is because I don't know what Google's going to do tomorrow. They're still in beta. They might find, hey, you know, this was a great system, this was a great idea, but the reality is we need to revamp these circles before we go into prime time. And I didn't want to get into all these little circle messes and then find out that they're pretty much null and void because they decide to change it. I could be wrong. I most likely am wrong, and they'll probably keep the circles. But until that happens, I'm sticking with my friends and following. And then I'll move as I go along, putting people and putting friends in. Now, of course, this is just Google Plus, just a basic feed, and hopefully there's going to be no Harry-Carry pictures in there, because I saw some interesting pictures as we go down the feed here. A lot of animated GIFs in this social network, a lot of people on that. As you saw, there was a post right there from Will Wheaton saying looks like a comic book page from 1977 issue of House of Mystery. So you have a lot of animated GIFs, a lot of restuff. There's Paul Muller and Caffeination. I guess he just got done with Caffeination podcast, and a whole lot more. A lot of people have been liking this, but the reality is at the time there was only like 2 million people on. Now we're hitting 20 to 30 million people. And what does that mean for this social network? People are tying down their circles, and all of a sudden you're not seeing half of the posts that you normally would. People getting into Hangouts that are pretty much privatized for them and their friends, and you don't see half of that. And I'm still not getting that. Yeah, and so that's that in a nutshell. So what's going to happen with Google Plus as it grows, as it becomes more of a social network, such as Facebook? I mean, let's look at Facebook. We have programs, we have games, we have messages, we have people saying whose birthday it is, they're saying they're single, they're married, they're in a relationship and it's completely complicated, so on and so forth. Will we get that with Google Plus? Will Google Plus have figured out a new way to do a whole bunch of stuff and go from there? I don't know. In the meantime, all I can really do is sit here and watch it and play a little bit of Angry Birds and mess up on this level hundreds of times and try and figure out how this all works. Right now, I pretty much go between all the social networks. I also use a couple other social networks, including Plurk, which is another Twitter kind of clone there. And I just stay as much in touch with people as I can, because the more people that I talk to, the more people that come to my shows and come to learn a little bit more about what I do. And that's pretty much it. So if you have any questions, of course, Geekazine is my Twitter handle, @Geekazine, or geekazine@gmail.com. My name is Jeffrey Powers, and thanks a lot for listening. Thanks a lot for watching me play Angry Birds on my brand new Roku 2, which just came in today. Check out the Unbox Me video that I just did a little bit earlier today. There's going to be another person doing the TPN Weekly episode next week, so stick around. And thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. Until next week, you guys, take care.